Did you know that it is estimated that there are now 700,000 podcasts out there for you to listen to? 700,000. How the fuck did you end up here? It's the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. No kidding. It's not like someone broke into your home and forced you to click on this. Oh, they did? Oh. Okay, the idea of this show is that I play the part of a grumpy talk show host, and you buy that as a premise, and then I continue to talk about things that bother me. It's wild and crazy. You'll love it. While I'm doing this, you make believe you have no part of me whatsoever, saying to yourself, well, I would never act like that. I wouldn't say things like that. I don't agree with him. But inside, you do. Well, it's day 6,327 of the lockdown. At least it feels like that. I just found out yesterday that the lockdown does not prevent you from brushing your teeth. I did not know that. I guess there's a lot of things that I don't know, even though I thought I knew everything. But that's good, because if I knew everything, then I couldn't discover new things every day, as annoying as that can be. Okay, you ready for this? I'm going to be talking for a short period of time. It's not going to be very long. And are you ready? You comfortable? You sitting back? You have a little snack or something like that? Okay, get ready. I'm building you up for nothing. That's what I'm doing. That's fine. That'll be enough. Thank you very much. Oh, I hope you're doing all right. As I said so many times before, to the point where it's nauseating to me, I am the only talk show host that cares about you. Yeah, other people are just talking at you, trying to just get it off their chest and feed their ego. Not me. Oh, no, I've got nothing to feed here. No, I actually care about you, and I hope that you're doing well and staying somewhat sane. And now that I've gotten that out of the way, and that you probably didn't believe me anyway, let's continue with the show. All right, question number 27. What is your annual salary? Every time I take a survey, they go through all the questions. How did you like the product? Would you vote for this person? And at the end, we'd like to learn a little bit more about you. Oh, here we go. This is where the survey had nothing to do with anything. They make up stuff to survey you when they call you. They telemarket you. They want your opinion. You get so excited. Oh, somebody really cares about what I think. After all these years, I matter. And then they ask you these survey questions. Who would you vote for? You Republican, Democrat? Who would you vote for? Do you use our product? And do you like our product? How would you rate our product? We want to know, how would you rate our product? Did you find it to be easy to use, difficult, easy setup? You go through all these questions. How did you enjoy your visit to CVS? Did you have to wait very long? Did you get your prescriptions on time? Did you find everything you needed in the store? Was there anything we were out of stock on? How can we better improve service to you so that you come to a store every 10 minutes? They ask you these survey questions as if you matter. They make you feel like you matter. So how can anybody refuse doing? Oh, they want a survey on me, Bob. Whoa, someone cares about how I think about something. See, I'm married. Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about how you think. Do you want to go to the, doesn't matter, we're going anyway. Nobody cares about your opinion on anything. So when someone comes around with a survey, somebody loves me. So you go through the whole survey thing. Takes you about 5 minutes. There's like 700 questions, and a lot of it's essay form. You know, how can we better improve our service to you? Oh, great! Now I gotta write a whole essay. I thought I was through with that when I graduated from high school. I gotta write an essay question now, and it's saying at the bottom how many words I can use. I can't go over like 1,500 words. Well, that's fine. I'm only going to be like 3 words. That's all. So you go through the whole survey, and at the end, there's always this little short survey at the end of your survey. It's very few questions, but it's, we'd like to learn a little bit more about you. Here's the deal, kids, in this telemarketing world, they don't care about your opinion. They don't want to know how you think, usually. All they want is your personal information. It's that second part of the survey that they care about. Male, female, white, Hispanic, Unitarian, Presbyterian. What is your annual salary? Is it $0 to $1, $1 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, $200,000 or more? And this is the dilemma. You have no freaking right to know how much I make. Survey question or no survey question. Now you're fishing. So I check every box. Yeah. Sometimes the survey doesn't go through, but screw it at that point. Then it asks you your age, and I lie. Who's gonna know what my age is? What did they freaking care? They're gonna believe anything I tell them. So I'll screw up them and their survey, and the horse they rode in on their survey. I always say that I'm like 12 years old. I'm 12 years old, but I go to CVS frequently to buy drugs. Anyway, don't fall for it. Anytime anybody asks you any personal information, you have to refuse. Unless you're on Facebook, where all your personal information is displayed for the world. And they even ask you, can we release this information to the public? Are you yes, fine, I don't care anymore. Facebook tells everybody everything about you. You have to list all of your pimples and where they're located, where you lived, where you went to school, the names of all your classmates, how many diseases you've had yet couldn't be rid of because of improper skin care. Whether you're married, how many children you have, all the places you ever lived, everything. Everything's revealed. Your age, your birthday. Oh, birthday's very important. Otherwise, what's the point of Facebook? What is the point of Facebook unless it's your birthday? And you can have hundreds of people wish you a happy birthday with this very probing and dear and heartfelt message. Happy birthday. That's all they say. Happy birthday. Unless it's like 3 days later, then it's happy belated birthday. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. I can't believe it. You get greetings from hundreds of people who you don't even know, and this is supposed to make you feel good, just like you took a survey. It's freaky, man. What the hell did you do to yourself? What do we do? When I was growing up back in the 1500s, that's a self-deprecating humor joke. You're supposed to chuckle at that. I'll tell you when things are funny and when they're not, okay? Back in the 1500s when I was growing up, we didn't give information out to anybody. My neighbors didn't even know my name. My mother didn't even know my name, but I don't think that has much to do with it. Nobody knew my mother's age. I didn't know my mother's age. She didn't know my age. It was cool. Nobody knew each other. Everything was like, and then there were to be careful in the future. Everybody is going to know everything about you. Every piece of information of your history, your background, where you are, who you are, what you do, who you don't do, what you like, what you don't like, it will all be collected by the government. And there'll be cameras in the streets, and when you walk the streets, you'll be monitored. This was George Orwell. He wrote a book about this, and we all went, oh, we better be careful for the future. Hey, wake up, smell the roses. It's here, tenfold. Everybody knows everything about you. And you volunteer it as well on Facebook. And just because something sends you an email with a logo of a company, don't believe it's the logo of the company. It's some Nigerian guy named Bob who's trying to scam you out of your life savings. Anyway, on an upper note, did you like the way I changed subjects? Thank you. Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. What, no response for that? There you go. Yes, it's the day that we honor our mothers. Now listen to me. If it wasn't for your mother, you'd still be stuck up there in the canal. Yeah, I mean, she gave birth to you. She physically went through pain and torture in order to give you life. So I guess there should be a day named after her. Father's Day? What, stick your penis in a hole day? Did I say that out loud? Oh my God, did I say that out loud? Oh, I apologize, I didn't mean to. I should have had the kids leave the room. I didn't know I said that out loud. I said it to myself, but I didn't. Anyway, that's not a talent. To do that is not a talent at all, in any way, shape, or form. Is it a talent? Giving birth to the child through the love canal, so to speak, quote unquote, he said knowingly, that's the talent. That's where the pain and torture comes in. So, Mother's Day, yes, yes. They should call it Suck on My Breast for Nutrition and I'll Raise You to Be an Adult Day, because that's what we're doing. I got to be careful what I say here. Mother's Day is a very appropriate day. Every day should be Mother's Day, but we, you know, in our society, we choose a day and we call it that. You know, if you perform some heroic deed in your town, it's the day with your name on it. You know, it doesn't mean anything. They're just saying, we're recognizing you. Hey, yeah, I recognize you. Don't I recognize you? You look familiar. Anyway, so Mother's Day, yes. And of course, this year, Mother's Day is going to be freaking weird. Doesn't have to be. All you got to do, if your mother is still with us, and for many, she is not, doesn't matter because the memory's there. But if your mother is still with us, just all she wants is a phone call. That's all she wants is a phone call. She doesn't want a gift or movie passes. That doesn't make any sense anymore as a gift. You can't get her underwear. that's wrong and awkward. You can't call your mother up and say, I have a great gift for you. By the way, what's your bra size? You can't do that. All she wants is a freaking phone call. Video chat? Yeah, nice, fine. Get to see people's faces, I suppose. In this day and age, I guess that's good for this particular time around. But all they want to do is hear your voice and just something nice. Say something nice. So say something really nice. The card? Yeah, nice, but you can do that electronically. It means nothing whatsoever. You can email them cards and stuff, you know. What the hell is the difference? What's the difference between clicking and going to a store and buying a card? And nothing. Nothing. It's the phone call, man. Make the phone call. I do have a guest coming up on the program who's going to talk about how do you handle Mother's Day in a situation like this. And there are many ways to do it. And hopefully this will be a one-shot deal kind of thing where we have to deal with this. So, yeah, Mother's Day honored. I salute you. Father's Day again. Yeah, you know, thanks for being around. But, yeah, I guess we should have a day for you because there is a Mother's Day. I guess there should be a Father's Day. Do we have a Grandparents' Day? No. But a lot of grandparents turn into parents, if you know what I mean. Father's Day... Yeah, there are some fathers that are very involved with their children. Great. Nice to see. But for the most part, no, not a lot. Not a lot. Anyway, so, fine. How are you? Good to be with you. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I am so stiff. Wait a minute. Don't take that wrong. I mean it. I do this show very early in the morning, before you're even out of bed. While you're sleeping, I'm sitting here toiling and sweating. So when you get up out of bed at my age, 27, you get a little stiff in the joints is what I meant. And yeah, for the first 20 hours, it's hard to walk around, you know. Everything, all my joints are stiff. I have stiff joints. Do they make a pill for that? Yeah, probably. Am I going to take a pill for stiff joints? Well, no. Take a pill for everything. I'm going to start taking a pill for stiff joints. Now, if you're not able to do certain things because of your joint pain, that's different. But a little stiffness never hurt anybody. Try delivering a child. I don't think I was born through a canal. I think I was a cesarean. I think that when I was born and people of my generation, I don't think we came down the chute. I think they opened people. I'm not sure. I don't. It was one of the questions that I wanted to ask my mother. Am I here through natural childbirth, or did they take the window out of the wall to get me out? I don't know the answer to that, and it was one of the many things that I could not ask my mother. My mother is no longer here. She's somewhere else. I don't know where she is. She didn't tell me before she left. But she has passed on, you know, depending on your religious background, to various places. A wonderful woman, had a wonderful childhood, but she was secretive, as many mothers were in my generation. They didn't tell you their age or anything like that. I knew her birthday, but I didn't know how old she was ever. I didn't know the real color of her hair. No idea, no clue to this day. I did not know about her childhood with her parents as to how she was treated or how she felt about that. That was not to be discussed. I don't know. I still don't know her bra size. That's one of the biggest mysteries of all. But all these things I never knew about her. And there were many things that I would now, at this stage of my life, have wished that I would ask her. But I knew that if I did, she would respond by saying, no, 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 a woman never says that, never tells her age, never tells her bra size. All right, let me ask you this, Mom. Was I natural childbirth or unnatural? And I never asked her, but her response probably would be, that's something that a woman never says, never tells. That's not for you to know. I don't think your father even knew. Your father was on the golf course, and when he came home, there was a note. You have a son, and I think he sent a card. I don't know what happened there. But these are things I will never know. Did my mother have any kind of weird diseases? I don't know. She wouldn't talk. If she was sick, she wouldn't tell anybody she was. People are very secretive. The opposite of Generation P or Generation W. I don't know what you call yourselves now. This particular generation. I don't know what you call yourself, but you're the opposite. Everybody knows everything about you, and you try to tell them everything about yourself, and they don't even listen. It's the opposite. There are no questions. You've already revealed everything. We call it the category of too much information. So what's going on here? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our guest, who is, we're going to talk about Mother's Day. How do you handle it? Now, I know you don't want to talk about this. I certainly don't. But it is relevant. I mean, are there ways to make this Mother's Day fairly normal? Is that even possible? So let's talk to our guest. Matt Zajanowski joins us now, and he's with Digital Third Coast. Is that correct?
It is, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, Mother's Day, right around the corner. It's going to be a different one in a sense, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think this year is going to be one that's really going to stand apart from a lot of previous Mother's Day celebrations mm-hmm. in the past. I think a big reason is just, you know, a lot of moms are going to have issues connecting with people this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always say every day should be Mother's Day. So, you know, treat it like that. And that's
yeah, absolutely. You don't need a holiday to celebrate your mom. You should be giving her a call or telling her you're thinking about her.
Exactly.
You know, whenever she's on your mind.
Yeah. Which is probably the best gift of all is saying to your mother, I've decided I'm going to call you more frequently, like every Tuesday and Thursday or something. Is that okay with you? I mean, I think that's really all they want.
I can speak for my mom. That's all she wants.
Yes, all right. Okay. So how do we, if we're going to look at Sunday as being that day, how do we make it as normal as possible?
Sure. I think, you know, obviously, like we mentioned, this year is going to be a lot different. And we surveyed 2,000 moms asking, you know, what they want this specific Mother's Day, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic going on and everything. And, you know, the biggest response we got from moms is they simply prefer time with their family the mm-hmm. most on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. They were 10 times more likely to say that quality time is the thing they want most with their family right. rather than gifts. You know, and obviously this year that's going to be hard for some people. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, some people are quarantined with their family. So, you know, in those instances, it's very easy to spend time with your mom. You know, you've been locked up with her yes. for the last, you know, however many yes. weeks. It's very easy to do that. But, you know, for other people who aren't, or maybe they live in a different mm-hmm. area from their mom, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to have to connect a different way. And a lot of people this year say they're going to do this, you know, over FaceTime, mm-hmm. over video chat, you know, Zoom, all these different, like, video conference things that are now being embraced, you know, yeah. by everyone because, you know, everyone's forced to be in their home. So I think, you know, that's a big way, too. Another way people are going to do it is they're still choosing to meet with their moms. They're just going to still socially distance. So, you know, they're yeah. going to meet with her. They're going to either, you know, go for a walk in the park.
Exactly.
You know, it could even be in her backyard and just right. stay, you know, an acceptable distance apart. So I think there's still ways where you can adjust it and make it a, you know, a special holiday for your mom, despite, you know, it being a lot harder for a lot of people. That's just, you know, the reality we're facing in these crazy times.
It is. Well, timing is everything. And that's, you know, that's this particular holiday did fall into this. I mean, could have been Christmas, could have been worse, I guess. I don't know.
But
hopefully this is a one-shot situation here where we don't even have to worry about this one time around.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Well, it better be like that. There's no fingers involved with that comment. All right. So, maybe a good idea is to just say when this is all over, we're going to have a big party or something like that or whatever.
Yeah, one thing we found too. So mom said when we asked about like what their most desired gift this mm-hmm. year, if they were going to get a gift, mm-hmm. and the top response was for an experience post quarantine. So that could be many things. That could be, you know, like a gift card mm-hmm. to a restaurant or an experience. That could be, like you also said, like, hey, we're going to do an IOU.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have a big family get together, you know, maybe in July.
Yes.
Get together. So I think that can mean many things about, you know, experience post quarantine. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a physical gift per se, but you know, that was the biggest response we got from mm-hmm. moms at saying, you know, I think, you know, moms understand more than anyone how crazy this situation is.
Oh,
so
sure. Yeah, you know, it's really, I mean, unless you're physically ill, then it's really not that different, because people that don't live next to their mother wouldn't go visiting them anyway. They wouldn't necessarily hop on a plane and, you know, skip the country to visit a mother on Mother's Day necessarily. But mm-hmm. being in the backyard distanced, yeah, that's kind of fine. So it doesn't have to be that different. Maybe not a sit-down meal this time around, but otherwise not so bad. I think mothers, I think sometimes seniors, and they're not always up on the technology to be able to do this Zoom stuff and spend time on a, you know, looking at a phone. They technologically not up to speed with that. Does that present a challenge?
I think it does present a challenge, and I think, like you mentioned with seniors, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of people who may be in assisted living homes, and you know, I can speak for my grandma. She doesn't know how to work a smartphone.
Yeah, right.
You know, so you're going to have to get creative in that. That's, you know, maybe, you know, going to visit, you know, obviously a senior home, that may be a challenge. There's a lot of restrictions for going to visit, you know, so I think a phone call will work in that instance. You know, if, you know, there's still a couple of days ahead where you could send like a letter or a gift, I think, you know, that would have to be done in the next couple of days or two, but that is going to be a challenge for some people. And there are going to be, you know, some older people who are impacted by this, where, you know, it's not as easy to always to go visit, you know, an older relative like a grandma or an older mom. It's just, you know, it's going to be tough this year, unfortunately. And I think that also plays in too, where, you know, maybe we give them a call and say, hey, you know, it's going to be very tough to visit for you, but, you know, we're thinking about you. And, you know, as soon as this is all is over, we're going to have the best celebration that we've ever had to make up for this lost time.
Yeah. I mean, we do still have telephones, whether it be landline or not, there's still a way to hook up. That's for sure. It's interesting that there's no Grandmother's Day. Maybe there is, but we don't celebrate it. Maybe this should be rolled into this holiday. I guess there's not enough grandmothers that would make it financially feasible for companies to make it a Grandmother's Day. But they should be included too. And you're right. They probably understand more than anybody that they want everybody to be safe right now.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that at least I associate, you know, with mothers, is the selfless nature of them. So I think, like we said, them more than ever are going to be the people that are going to be best, you know, equipped for this. I think most moms are very selfless and understanding.
Correct.
And, you know, for a lot of people, they're the head of the family. You know, these are the people I think who are going to be best well equipped to unfortunately handle these adverse situations that, you know, we're in currently.
Well, we might have to hit this on Father's Day too. Who knows? You know.
We don't. Hopefully for dads, we don't have to, but you just don't know at this point. But I think you know, choosing to stay positive and making sure we're connecting with the people we care about is what we can do, you know, most. Mm-hmm. Whether that's, you know, like we discussed over technology or, you know, I think a lot of people can even do this in person. It's just, you know, staying at a safe distance. I know I'd rather, if I couldn't be close to my mom or grandma, if I could go be there and they could still see me, whether that's outside in the car.
Yes.
You know, I think you see a lot of people too with the birthdays now. I've seen a lot of celebrations in my neighborhood where if it's someone's birthday during quarantine, they're doing like a drive-by with cars,
right,
with balloons and honking their horns.
Right.
So I think, you know, that could also apply to these Mother's Day celebrations.
Sure.
It's just forcing people to be, you know, creative or go back to very traditional means. Like you said, write a letter. When was the last time you wrote a letter to someone?
Yeah.
You know, that's still something we can do. And like you said, a landline telephone still works. And, you know, I know not everybody has them, but I think, you know, there are a majority of people who still use that. So just getting creative this Mother's Day.
There's no question. Cell phones work to landlines too. They can still communicate to each other. We tend to forget that.
Yeah, we do tend to forget that.
So if we needed some more suggestions and ideas, is there a place we can go?
Yes. So the full results of our survey, it can be seen on the U.S. Foods website.
Okay.
It's usfoods.com. And then it's a long URL. So if you just go to their site, you can search Mother's Day statistics, and it's got a full interesting report that shows, you know, what mom prefers this Mother's Day, the activities she likes most. We asked about how things look on a normal Mother's Day as opposed to during quarantine, and then asking about her favorite meals. And there was a really fun part at the end that we didn't mention, but we asked moms about, you know, what they could eliminate this Mother's Day if their families gave them the option. And, you know, it was very lighthearted, and you see things like cleaning, cooking, you know, fights with the family, laundry, doing homework, just all of the things that we throw on moms. So just, you know, if you think about those things, you know, giving her a break, even just for one day, about the simple things that probably drive her crazy, but she still loves you anyway.
Perfect. Well, thank you for the information. I think these are times when people need some direction and some ideas. And so thanks for doing that.
Yeah, happy to do it.
And one more time, that website?
It's usfoods.com. And then if you search for Mother's Day statistics, it'll show up.
Perfect. Matt, thank you so much for your time today. And there you have it for today. You've been wonderful. I don't know how much better you can be. So just go with that. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I do this every single weekday morning with the help of some of my talented friends. If you go to newenglandbroadcasting.com, I don't know what platform you're listening to this on. I totally don't care. But on newenglandbroadcasting.com, you'll see, you can click on About the Show and read about the people that help us out with this production every single weekday that we do this, which has been for a while. Let me tell you a little about myself. My bra size is B. I think that's all you have to know. So, anyway, I'm finished. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. If you make it a wonderful day, it shall be. Do that. I wish you peace.